Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Char, Jasmine and Em with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, content warning for this first story, which references a black death in custody. Queensland Labor candidate for Burley, Claire Carlin, apologises for anti-police posts made between 2009 and 2011 on X, the app formerly known as Twitter, before she entered politics, which she says do not reflect her current views. One tweet included the phrase F the police with a link to a blog post discussing the 2004 death in custody of Palm Island man Cameron Mulrunji Dumaji. Premier Stephen Miles defended Carlin, while Queensland Police Union President Shane Pryor called the comments outrageous and disappointing. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Dance Company is travelling Australia to tell an important story. Bhangra Dance Theatre's production Waru, Journey of a Small Turtle, is putting on a show to highlight the green sea turtles in the Torres Strait Islands, which are under threat from climate change. Throughout the production, local kids and community members will embark on this journey with the performers, as it is showcased in the local Creole language for the first time. The performance is on October 25th, Ipswich Civic Centre, and more times are on the website.
In national news, co-founder OzTix Brian Smash Chaldy has released under social pressure a public apology that he made sexist comments at the Australian Women in Music Awards last Tuesday. Whilst on the all-male panel titled Brothers for the Sisterhood, Chaldy stated that women's clothing at work can be a distraction to pent-up male colleagues who are away from their wives. And then later, when on the issue of safety, Chaldy added that it was also a vibe thing. These guys have been working hard, they don't need the distraction. I'm sorry. Quote. When the microphone went to audience members for Q&A, the panel facilitator Kate Jenkins, the former Commissioner of Sex Discrimination, diverted away from the situation, strategically limiting participants from voicing their concerns and addressing the comments. Jamie Lee Dimes, a Queensland artist, on her Instagram described the panel a downward train wreck. The audience was yelling, some people were crying and shaking, and the entire room was visibly upset and triggered by what was a lifetime reality check unfolding. Newly released minute meetings reveal Home Affairs officials responsible for a regime to re-detain people released from indefinite immigration detention have cast doubts on its effectiveness. Freed migrants can now be re-detained under community safety orders if they pose a high risk following a 2023 High Court decision that immigration detention is unconstitutional when there are no prospects of deportation, which resulted in the release of 148 people. Of the 148, departments have identified 17 targets for the regime. Officials said that with the minimum 9-month time frame required to put these cases together and without any offending by those released, it is hard to illustrate that they pose an ongoing risk, so no longer it takes. It weakens the application's case, making it harder for the government to win.
In international news, the United Kingdom are seeking to move stranded migrants to a temporary location in Romania. After their boat ran into trouble in 2021, a dozen Tamils became the first people to claim asylum on the secretive UK-US military island Diego Garcia. The incarceration of the migrants led to a long legal dispute between the UK government, as some officials says bringing them to Britain was creating a backdoor migrant route. BBC says after 6 months in Romania, the Tamil migrants could move to the UK, whilst others are being offered financial motives to go to Sri Lanka and face persecution. A Foreign Office spokesperson stated that ministers are working hard to find a solution that protects both the migrants and the British borders. For your weather today, Brisbane may be seeing some rain later. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9.1, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.